Welcome back to Coogee and the Coast, where real coastal locals tell stories about the past, provide intel about the present, and take a gander at the future. We are Aussie kids who love to uncover, discover, and find another angle.
Wow, George, can you believe it's episode 2 already?
I know, right? It's so amazing. And what's even better is that it's our first time hosting.
I'm so excited. And just a reminder to the people who's first time joining us, check out episode 1 about our Coogee community. Well, today's episode is called
We Like It Salty.
Hey, Ewan, why do fish swim in salt water?
This again? Really? Well, go on. Tell the joke for the 100th time.
Because pebble water makes it sneeze.
Well, without further ado, let's get started. Today, we put our swimmers on and take a swim around our island's coast.
First up, for Act 1, we have Annabelle, who's going to talk about the history of Wylie's Baths.
I walk down the burning, hot, steep steps. I pass a sign that says, open 365 days a year. The fact that it's open every day of the year, even on a day like Christmas, is crazy to me. I feel so lucky to live near such a historic and beautiful pool. The water is crystal clear and I can see rocks and sea life. I can hear laughter and chatting and I take a big deep breath and finally relax and feel at home. Whether it's a hard day at work or school, going down to do some yoga or meditation, taking a swim, or just sunbathing, there's a way about the gentle water and calm chatting that never ceases to relax you. Wylie's Baths is a natural rock pool in Coogee that was made in 1907. It was founded by a man called Henry Wylie. Wylie's was very special because it was one of the first mixed-gender baths in all of Australia. It's not only still standing today, but it also looks a lot like it did when it was first made, over 100 years ago.
It's been there for more than 100 years, and so there's a long history. Lots of people have got grandparents who've been there, even great-grandparents. It hasn't changed much in that time. Lots of other things around have changed and modernised, but it's really reassuring, I think, for people to have a place to go back to. And for those other reasons I said, it's just a beautiful place to come down to, and it's open to everyone.
In the 70s, high seas and storms damaged the baths and it shut down. Only to be reopened again in 1978 by Randwick Council, who were then in control and renamed it Wylie's Baths again. It is still a popular destination today for locals and tourists. Henry Wylie also had a daughter named Wilhelmina Mina Wylie. Mina and Fanny Jurek both went to the Olympics, where Fanny won a gold medal and Mina a silver. Mina went on to win every Australian and New South Wales championship, freestyle, backstroke, and breaststroke. She's a champion! Wylie's is also special because it's a living pool. That means it doesn't have any chemicals. It also has loads of marine life, including octopuses, fish, sea urchins, and more. It's got a natural rock pool bottom and waves always crash into the side of the pool, so it's always filled up with natural ocean water.
There's lots of wildlife. There's an octopus, there's we've seen seals, dolphins, and lots of humans too.
Wylie's Baths have changed and evolved, adding more safety measurements. It is also much bigger and has bathrooms and a cafe. Aside from taking a layback swim, there are also a number of activities you can do at Wylie's, including snorkeling, yoga, massages, eating, sunbathing, Pilates, and joining a swimming squad. You can also work down there because there is free Wi-Fi. You can even have your wedding or a private function down there.
Almost everyone comes down in a good mood because they're about to relax and have a swim, or even just sit there and enjoy the ocean. And everyone leaves in an even better mood after they've been there. especially people who are coming for the first time.
Wiley's also has loads of events on, like shows, winter markets, and even a Halloween event. It's a great place to go, and it's also very family friendly. 5 stars from me.
It's a really nice change from when you're working in an office or in some other more stressful environment. So it's a nice break from that. It's and the staff are really friendly and the people who come down are friendly too.
A special thanks to Paul for answering all my questions about Wiley's today. Wiley's has so much history and has faced many challenges, from gold medalists to crazy seas, yet it's still here today and thriving, bigger and better than ever, even in the winter months. As you can tell from my interviewee and myself, we are all so lucky to have a place like Wiley's to take a swim and relax. So what are you waiting for? Go down to Wiley's today.
Hey Ewan, we both like rock pools, except I have bigger muscles.
Coming from the one who's a head shorter. Well, I don't know about you, but Annabelle sure got me listening.
Well, just 50 metres away from Wiley's, tune in for a story coming from Sky on McIver's Baths.
I heard that boys over the age of 13 aren't allowed in. Rude, where's a boys only pool?
Sparkling in the sun, a natural wonder in itself. MacGyver's Ladies Baths, the beautiful rock pool neighbouring Wiley's. These baths immediately give you a sense of belonging and radiate a bright, welcoming shine. Memories of trips to the baths include chatting with friends as the warm sun shone on my back and lying on the rocks as the crystal water lapped against the salty shores. These baths are very popular because they are the only rock pools that are just available to women and children. The baths provide privacy and a magical scenery of the sea and headlands. The baths are even on the state heritage list, but what does that mean? Being heritage listed means that the place has certified recognition with the New South Wales government, stating it has significance to the community and should be protected under the law. So why is MacGyver's Baths on the heritage list? Well, the baths have always had a social value to the female community of New South Wales since it was in use from the 1830s. The baths are most commonly used for recreational bathing, swimming and water safety lessons. Being in such a beautiful area, the baths' popularity increased hugely and soon the majority knew about it. It was built in 1876 and opened in 1886. After years of use, it was finally put on the heritage list on the 18th of November 2011. Rose and Robert MacGyver first had the idea to make the baths in the early 1800s. I'm now with our school's librarian, Ms. Scarf, and she definitely has some more insight to the baths. I've heard you know about the Aboriginal history connected to MacGyver's, so can you tell me about it?
Hi, Skye. Thanks for inviting me along today. Yes, I do. I found a lot of this out in conversation with a local and then did a little bit of research myself. So it is has been a traditional women's area or sacred space for quite a while for the Indigenous people. And the tradition holds that the men use the north side of the beach and the women use the south side. And it traditionally it's used for women's bathing, but also as a traditional birthing space place. So it is a sacred site, and in the early 1990s, when a case was brought with the Anti-Discrimination Act that said they wanted to open the baths up for men, that they cited one of the reasons it was maintained was the fact that it had been a traditional women's site.
Well, Well, that's fascinating. But what do you enjoy about visits to the baths?
Oh, look, I love ocean, swimming in ocean pools. I think they're pretty special places. And the fact that it is the only women's only ocean pool in all of Australia makes it pretty unique. And the fact, and that together with a pretty interesting fact as well, not only is it a sacred women's site, but in 1946, the local council was petition to open it up to men as well, and that was the first time that happened. And the Mother Superior down at Brigidine Randwick sent them a letter saying that if they did that, the nuns and the boarders at Brigidine would have nowhere to swim, that was a safe place. And on that letter, they decided to keep it for women only. So there's a strong tradition, both Indigenous and in the local community, wanting to keep this a women's only space.
Well, thank you very much for coming here today. And as we broadcast this episode, we'll be sure to let you know. And I'll see you next time on Coogee and the Coast.
Thanks, Guy.
Fun facts. Although not used as a venue for competitions, the baths were used by Fanny Durek and Nina Wiley to develop their swimming skills. Those two women went on to win gold and silver medals at the 1912 Stockholm Olympic Games, the first games to allow women to participate in competitive swimming, the 100 metre freestyle. The McIver family ran the baths until 1922 when the Randwick Ladies Amateur Swimming Club was formed. McIver's baths are a really spectacular landmark and a perfect place to enjoy the pristine view of the water and beyond. Even if you're not the outdoorsy type, McIver's is still a great place to be because the baths provide privacy and a sheltered indoor space to relax. Refreshing sea spray, salty air and a friendly feel. Go take a dip at McIver's.
Wow, George, that sure was interesting. And how about the surprise interview with our school librarian? I never knew that about McIver's.
Neither did I.
And now, for Act 3, we've got a reading by Sky and Scout from the book Our Big Island.
Our Big Island by Frenny Lesak and Mark Greenwood.
An ocean adventure began on this day, sailing from Sydney past Botany Bay. Uncle Mac stood on deck in Captain's regalia with nautical charts and a map of Australia.
The captain and his crew of four set sail around the island's shore. Cody, Naparu, Nangala and Sheila, his brave shipmates and a little blue heeler.
In Bass Strait, they hit mountainous seas. Storm sails billowed in the blustery breeze. The wooden boat pitched and rolled with the motion of Whitecap's breakers and of the furious ocean.
Penguins paraded in battered bays, old hideouts of smugglers and castaways. The 12 apostles stood tall in the night. Ahead was the great Australian bight.
Constellations clustered in the velvet sky. Napuru held a sextant up to one eye. They navigated by compass, the moon and Mars, the Milky Way and the heavenly stars.
From bunks below deck, the shipmates rose as Uncle Max called out, "Darashi blows!" Shadows surfaced with misty spouts, exposing huge white callous snouts. They breached and sounded, splashing their tails. A majestic sight were the southern right whales.
At the Batavia coast, they dived to explore sunken ships on the dark ocean floor. Broken by storms and tumbling waves, old wrecks lay silent in watery graves.
Carried by the current, they drifted to pass dugongs grazing on undersea grass. In crystal waters, they anchored to admire the bottlenose dolphin at Monkey Mile.
The Indian Ocean was turquoise blue. At the coral reef called Ningaloo, captain and crew snorkeled and swam over brain coral, starfish and giant clam. they came upon a great whale shark as it glided through the wild marine park.
Near Broome, with the rising and falling tides, they saw dinosaur tracks the sea often hides. Old luggers cruised by the rugged red shore on a search for pearls on the ocean floor.
They sailed to the Gulf through the Arafura Sea, a maze of mangroves stretched endlessly. Through an old spyglass, they watched in awe as crocodiles lurked on the muddy shore.
Around Thursday Island, they steered the ship and on Friday sighted Cape York's tip. They watched turtles on a seasonal quest struggle up the beach to burrow a nest.
Tropical waters at the Great Barrier Reef were a diver's dream, world beyond belief. They explored coves and coral caves, island havens and secluded bays.
Along the Sunshine Coast, the high seas rolled under a twilight sky of crimson and gold. The crew set sail in the spray and foam. All hands on deck for the voyage home. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed our big island.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our episode on We Like It Salty.
Sure wish I could host again. Such a shame I can't.
Yeah, have a sookie. For more stories like these, subscribe to Coogee and the Coast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
See you next time on Coogee and the Coast.
Bye! Bye.